Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? This is the Bacon Podcast, and I am super pumped to have our guest, Tony Leidig, who is going to talk to us today about using webinars to promote your business. Now, Tony, you've been online since 2005, and before that, you had like a handful of different careers. I guess you've been doing graphic design for over 20 years. You've done 600 book covers. You were a newspaper photographer. And how did that transcend to turning into a speaker, coach, and a media expert?
Well, you know, at the time, I didn't like set out to become a product creation expert or a speaker or author or any of those things. I was just doing what I was interested in doing, you know, shooting photos for the newspaper, working as a commercial photographer, working in the printing industry and publishing industry and all of that. And what I discovered was that as I transitioned into online, that all of those things played together perfectly to really take me to the next spot, which is where I am now, where I'm drawing on, you know, 30 years of information and skill and everything, and repackaging it basically in ways that helps people and serves them to be able to create their own books, to create their own products, or to present their services to others through webinars and all of that. So really it was just a transition process of me doing what I already know how to do and love, and then discovering new ways of presenting that information to others.
That's awesome. Now, I want my audience to understand that you truly are a webinar expert. You've done over 800 webinars, dude, which is very impressive. I think I've done 80, maybe 100. I don't know.
I talk a lot.
But then you have this other thing called the Expert Media Show, which you do every single week. Just talk about that for a second and talk about how that builds into the whole webinar thing.
Yeah, the Expert Media Show came about a couple years ago because I noticed there was a trend happening in the internet marketing space where there were marketers creating courses that were teaching nothing but fluff. And they were charging people for it left and right. And I thought, you know, I would give away the stuff that they're charging for. And so I kind of took it on as a personal challenge to do a weekly show. It was a bit intimidating at first because I didn't know if I could do it. But I decided to just start taking these little one-hour segments with some of my customers and focusing on stuff that would help them build their business. And since then, well, this coming week, this particular week's episode, which happens on Tuesday night at 7 Eastern, is episode 120. So, we'll be up to number 120 on these things. And it's just been phenomenal where I've it's benefited me personally from a number of arenas, such as being able to test out new ideas that I have for products or messages that I want to get out to the world. You know, I've taught them everything from mindset and business strategy to how to design Kindle books and take better black and white photos. I mean, it's just really been all over the board, but my audience seems to love it. Plus, they also really contribute a lot of suggestions as well. So another, along with that, one of the things that's also cool is that it gives me the ability to really test to see if interest is there for a certain topic. Like about a year and a half or so ago, I had an idea to teach a course on how children's book authors could illustrate their own books using photographs. And I didn't know if there'd really be interest there or not. And so I taught an episode of the Expert Media Show just to gauge interest, really, you know, proof of concept, so to speak. And the interest was really overwhelming. And since then, I'm actually teaching my 9th course in that series. And I've had over 1,000 people go through that training overall. And it all started with a proof of concept webinar on the Expert Media Show. So it's been a really awesome experience. And you know, I have hundreds of people joining me every week, and I don't see any sign of it stopping or slowing down.
See, that's totally cool. I mean, the whole proof of concept thing and the ability to kind of go out there and just kind of see what the, you know, how many ways, you know, do people try to find the vibe of the audience and interest, and you've got it every single week on a webinar. That is totally slick and cool, and I love that. So for the people that just don't get the concept of what a webinar is, can you explain what a webinar is, and do it from the most basic sense? Because some people, you know, may have attended them, but just don't get it.
Sure. Well, chances are likely that most of us have heard somebody deliver a speech at one point or another, whether it's at the local chamber of commerce or at a national convention, or perhaps even on television, like a TED Talk, for instance. A webinar is nothing more than that. It's a speech. Except that the mode of delivery is different. Rather than speaking live from the stage to people who you can physically see, you're speaking live to a group of people that, and you're using the internet as the delivery mechanism. And of course, the advantage of that is that it expands your reach. So rather than being limited to delivering your message to the people that can physically squeeze into the room, you literally have the world as your potential stage, and you can have attendees attend everywhere from Ireland and UK and Australia to here in the US and other places as well, all simultaneously, which is pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool. I mean, just the fact that you can be worldwide and that people can watch this from anywhere, from any computer. And also, you know, let's not forget, you know, iPhones and iPads or any kind of tablet or cell phone and stuff like that. So what are some of the common platforms that people use to create and deliver webinars?
Right. Well, probably the most popular and common platform for teaching webinars these days is GoToWebinar. They're kind of like the king of the hill, so to speak. And it's who I use on a regular basis. But there are also other options as well. One is join.me. Is an up-and-coming webinar opportunity. There's also anymeeting.com that you can use as a platform for teaching webinars. And of course, Google has their Google Hangouts, which you can also use to reach your audience through live action video and sharing your screen as well. So those are probably four of the most common, I would say.
So why should we be using webinars? And think of this both from, you know, an online business, but also from a local business. I mean, is there benefits for somebody who's a local person to use a webinar to help grow their business?
Absolutely. I use webinars in a lot of different forms. One of the primary reasons, of course, behind and how I use it is to connect with my audience on a regular basis. Whether I'm teaching them something or we're having a fireside chat or whatever the case may be, it gives them an opportunity to connect with me in a way that email or writing or even books or whatever just can't communicate. And that is that live interactive element. So they can hear me talk. They can hear the emotion. It makes it easier for them to get to know who I am as a person and all of that. And so just that factor alone, I feel, is extremely important from a webinar perspective. And that can certainly benefit local businesses as well. Because it gives them another touch point to their customer, okay? I also use webinars to teach and train, whether it's a specific group of people to learn a specific task of maybe just one or two, you know, me and just a couple, or if it's a larger group where I'm teaching hundreds, the delivery mechanism works exactly the same because you can, of course, show PowerPoint presentations, you can demo software live. You can even teach from apps on your iPad or your iPhone on a live webinar setting. I've done all of those. And so it makes it extremely easy to connect with your audience in that way, to demo something. So like, for instance, if you're a local business and you have a certain product that you're selling, it would be easy for you to have regular webinars where you demo live the best way to use whatever widget you're selling or some extended uses. Think of it like how Home Depot or Lowe's has those in-store demos of how to build a birdhouse or something like that. It's essentially the same kind of concept, except that you're using the internet and a webinar platform to essentially accomplish the same task. So you have that option as well. I also use webinars to create all of my courses, everything that I teach, whether it's showing people how to take better photos or how to teach webinars or how to illustrate children's books using photographs or how to publish their first Kindle book or whatever the case may be. I've taught all of those and a lot more just through the webinar platform. And lastly, I've been using webinars for group coaching because it's very easy to have people from all over the world join me through a common setting, which is a webinar, and I can communicate them to them very easily. They also have the ability to interact with me as well, either through text or through voice. And so it makes it really simple for me to connect with them in a real easy way. Q&As are awesome. And so I can envision, you know, you're mentioning a lot about local business. I can imagine local businesses having a weekly Q&A call where their customers can join in and have questions answered about products or services that a local business offers. You know, that would be really helpful and beneficial. So those are just some of the ways that you can really use webinars powerfully in your business, whether it's online or offline.
Yeah, I love that. And there's so many great tips in that little nugget that you gave us, but the build the birdhouse at Home Depot just really kind of hit me, because that's something I think that everybody could relate to is, you know, you've gone to those, whether it's at Costco or Home Depot or something like that. So it's a great way to connect with your audience. So my next question is this: what are some of the key components of a great webinar? Not just any webinar, but a great webinar.
Right. So what you really want to achieve through a webinar, whether you're just offering a presentation or you're creating a product or you're running a Q&A, one of the greatest benefits of teaching a webinar course is having the live interaction. And that gives you a unique opportunity to not only establish your credibility as a business person, but people get to know you. So you want to make sure that who you are as a person is effectively communicated. A couple things that I always include whenever I'm presenting a webinar is, especially if it's to a new group of people who may or may not know me all that well, is to spend a little time letting them know who I am, what I've accomplished, all of that, maybe some testimonials of people that I've worked with. You want to definitely engage and interact with your audience. And you can do that in a number of ways. Most of the webinar platforms give your audience the ability to ask questions that you can then read out loud and answer them. One of the reasons why I found that people really love participating in webinars is because they can get their questions answered. So to me, that's an extremely powerful part of the process. One of the magic words that always works well in a selling environment is our own name. And so to acknowledge someone, oh, Brian has a question, and it's this. Well, Brian, here's what I think about this question, and here's how I'd answer it. Just that simple acknowledgement helps solidify and evolve a relationship between you and the customer that may not have existed at all. So that's definitely a part of it. You want to be very clear and concise. You don't want to waste a lot of time. Time is valuable. So get to the point that you want to make. Make sure that it's related to why they're there. I tend to not use a huge amount of graphics, even though I'm a graphic designer, just because, again, it goes back to keeping people focused, keeping them engaged. And so asking questions on a regular basis throughout, getting that engagement, you know, so how am I doing right so far? Are you finding this helpful? If so, go to the questions box and say, heck yes, or whatever the case may be. You know, just simple things like that that you can really use to keep people interested and engaged. You don't want to be boring. You want to, you know, use inflection in your voice, not just like, Hi, I'm Tony. Welcome to the webinar. We're going to really learn some fun and exciting things today. I mean, who wants to listen to that? You know, we want to have fun together and have a good time together and you know, get it done, so to speak. Also, probably one of the biggest mistakes that I've seen made on webinars, and especially if you're wanting to present some kind of an offer or a way that people can continue working with you, is that you have to offer a really effective call to action. Make it very clear. A lot of people are afraid to ask for the sale or to allow people to be very clear on what they need to do next, whether it's just to simply connect with you or to buy your offer or whatever the case may be, but you have to be very clear. And one of the best ways to do that is to communicate benefits. Contrary to popular belief, people don't really care about the logistics. I mean, they do, but they don't. People buy on emotion, but justify with facts, okay? So I see a lot of local businesses especially make this mistake very commonly in their advertising. They'll say, we've been in business for 23 years and we're, you know, licensed under blah, 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 and so on and so forth. Well, you know, that's all well and good and that may be important, but at the end of the day, I don't really care. What I want to know is, can you do what I need you to do? Okay. And so it's important, like, great, you've been in business for 23 years, but you can't actually complete the job on time. So who cares? I want to know what the benefits are. What's in it for me as a consumer? And so you want to make sure that you communicate that effectively, that, you know, outline what exactly they can expect. And if you're teaching a webinar and you say that you're going to deliver certain things in the next hour together, we're going to cover X, Y, and Z, then cover X, Y, and Z. Okay, it's just simple strategies that to keep in mind that can really take a webinar from good to great.
So Tony, man, just awesome advice, and I really appreciate it. Now, I understand that you've got a system that helps people out is called Easy Product Webinars. And can you tell us a little about that and how that could help people better understand this concept?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I realized pretty early on, you know, I was getting a lot of questions for webinars, even some of the questions that you presented today. And, you know, there were a lot of different trainings that I've seen on teaching people how to do webinars. And consistently, they were leaving out a lot of the main details. I mean, they would teach how to do a decent presentation or how to close or whatever, but what about the tech stuff? You know, like choosing the right microphone or how to make sure you get a good recording or setting up a landing page to get people to opt in to begin with or how to set up a replay page, like actually how to set it up step by step. And so I decided to create a training that revealed all of that. I'm very much a methodical teacher and teach a lot of step-by-step software training. And so I took that skill together with the, you know, 700 plus, nearly 800 webinars that I've taught and shared what's worked for me and the system that I use, the process that I use. It's very comprehensive and in-depth.
So, Tony, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Well, you know, I'm fairly active on Facebook. So it's very, and I have an open profile, so it's very easy to follow me there. Tony Ladig, you know, facebook.com/Tony Ladig. You can also, if you want to reach out to me by email, the easiest way to contact me is to go to tonyladig.com. I have a contact form at the top of the page. You can just click on contact and fill in your information and that'll get right to me.
So it's Tony, T-O-N-Y, and then L-A-I-D-I-G.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Tony, man, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been incredible and very educational stuff. I really appreciate you. I know my audience is going to appreciate you. And thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.